Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Reese Duncan, who's creative director with Shaw Contract, and we're at NeoCon 2012 on the 10th floor. Reese, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Hey, congratulations. I don't know how you do it, but this is the 11th year in a row that you guys have won the Best of NeoCon Gold Award for a modular product. How do you do this every year?
That's a good question. A little bit of luck and then a really incredible design team and marketing team. Our goal every year is really to create new and innovative products that people haven't seen before. And that's what we put out to do every year, you know, really top ourselves. And this year we have one with Dialab.
All right, so it's called Dialab, as you said. Talk a little bit about the construction, if you will.
Okay, so the process kind of started with looking at natural dyed materials, natural dyed yarns and fabrics. You know, when you natural dye a fabric, you clamp it and bundle it and rope it, and you get this really beautiful amorphous color and pattern movement throughout the fabric. And so we wanted to capture that in our carpet tile. Somewhat challenged manufacturing a little bit to create this look. And when we Beck dye carpet, traditionally it is to be dyed and come out as one color, one uniform color. So for us, we create a sort of unlevel environment in the dye bath, so the color can attach to the surface ununiformly and create a very organic and unpredictable look. Every tile will be different, and every time we dye it, it'll be a little different. So somewhat embracing the imperfection and the beauty of the organic pattern.
I've got to admit, your manufacturing people probably said, you want to do what? Because they've focused for many years on Beck dyeing, on getting a continuous color flow, and now you're asking them to make it have streaks in it. They're not really streaks. I mean, they're undulations in color. For me to describe it as somewhat of a layman term, it looks a little bit like a tie-dyed T-shirt in the process, right?
It does, and that's what's kind of interesting being in product design is that, you know, if you don't evolve your processes and look at new ways of doing things that somewhat traditionally haven't been done, then you're not really moving forward. So yeah, it was a little bit of a shock to them, but it has produced such a beautiful product and people have really embraced it this year that we're showing it, and it's a very unique look. There's nothing out there like it.
All right, so another thing that's interesting about it is its cut pile. Usually you see loop construction because of the performance attributes of loop. So talk a little bit, I mean, are you targeting this for an area with less traffic, or have you done testing to show that this product will actually perform in a commercial environment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, when we looked at the construction for the design that would best to show the patterning, the cut pile base is so level and uniform, so the color just kind of flows over it so beautifully. So we definitely wanted to have that really plush background. I think it could be used in a lot of different spaces, primarily corporate. Also would be beautiful in hospitality, a little bit in healthcare. And the color moves so organically throughout it. You know, usually a cut pile is a solid color, which will show a lot of wear and traffic. But with this, the modeling that's created, it's very amorphous throughout the space. So the traffic is somewhat hidden by that.
Okay. I know another great product you have in here, half your showroom is devoted to it, is called Natural Palette, which is a little bit more of a higher-end product. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, Natural Palette was the process and the design for it was a little bit of an extension of Dye Lab and looking at natural dyes, but we also engaged SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design, in a fiber art competition that the students used natural dyes in their process, created one-of-a-kind pieces of art, and the winner from that competition inspired the organic weaving patterns of natural palettes. So it's different variations of that sort of woven structures and then how they kind of fall apart and create more linear textures. And then the colors from natural dyes really influence the palette in the products.
One thing I noticed with natural palette is that certain styles in the collection have real subtle color, and other ones have almost striking accents. I see a tangerine out there. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we have, through some of the more neutral bases and patterns like Technique and Hint, we incorporated what we call like a dip dye, space dye. So we saw beautiful fibers that just the edges would be dyed. So we did create a new space dye to incorporate that, little hints of color. So we'd pick up those really vibrant colors from the natural dyes very subtly in those products on more neutral bases, but then blend tile kind of takes all those saturations and colors we saw from the natural dyes and incorporates them in the background. So it's really the color that blends all the beauty and the bright, vibrant colors into it.
All right, and then you have a healthcare series called Unearthed. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so Unearthed is a new 18 by 36 collection, primarily designed for healthcare. Can definitely be used in a wide variety of different segments, though, as well. But looking at the specific needs for healthcare as far as construction and dye method, and then also knowing that nature is a natural collaborator in healing, looking at patterns that are from nature, but a little bit more like under the earth, so minerals and stones and rocks, very natural textures, beautiful patterns, has some shimmering tones kind of brought in that you see from the rocks as well. And then also, you know, 18 by 36 can be installed in so many different ways. We have it installed in some really dynamic installations in our showroom to show how you could create a really subtle kind of monolithic look or a really graphic look by mixing the installation in herringbone or basket weave and interchanging the colors to create a really large scale.
Now, is everything in your showroom modular this year?
It is. All of our products are modular. They're all Eco Solution Q, EcoWorks backing, cradle to cradle.
And in the back of your showroom, you have a collection. I don't know exactly how you describe it, but I noticed the show daily today put it on the cover, and it's something to do with light. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, light series. We're having a little bit of fun back there. We have what we call projection bombing. So we have a monitor creating a video on the wall, and it's just to capture light and movement. The collection is about capturing light and movement in the product, incorporates some really blurred sort of textures as you see like high beams moving at night or the reflection of light on a surface and how that creates pattern and texture. We've added some new colors in this product. It has some really super saturated brights. So yeah, people are having fun kind of seeing their shadows in the projection bombing.
Let me ask you a question about just Neocon and your experience. I know you come every year. How many years have you been coming to Neocon?
Wow, probably about 15 years. I would say.
And how does this one relate to other Neocons?
That's a good question. I don't know. We see a lot of traffic this year and excitement about our product. I haven't really walked around the show. I want to do that today and see what's out there from some of the other furniture and fabric manufacturers, see what kind of colors.
You have been actually with Shaw for 17 years, and your background is in textile design. Is that right?
Yes. I've been with Shaw my entire career. And studied textile engineering and art in school, so it's been the perfect mix.
Well, again, congratulations. I don't know how you do this year after year, but it's, again, a beautiful product. 11 years in a row, you've won the Modular Gold Award. Again, we've been talking to Reese Duncan, who's creative director with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.